ready to make your Airbnb the talk of the town. We're talking effortless check-in, the kind that has your guests feeling right at home from the moment they arrive. And to help us unlock the secrets of a truly seamless check-in experience, we're diving deep into Become an Airbnb Check-in Master.
And the good news is there are more options than ever before. Everything from those old school keys we're all familiar with to some pretty cutting edge technology that almost feels futuristic.
It's amazing how much the world of check-in has evolved, but I imagine all those choices can feel overwhelming, especially for someone just starting out. What would you say is the biggest hurdle hosts face when it comes to nailing down their check-in process?
It's that age-old dilemma, remote check-in versus in-person. Both have their pros and cons, and finding the right fit for you and your property is key.
Right, because on the one hand, remote check-in seems like a no-brainer, especially for those managing multiple properties or juggling busy schedules. Guests get the code, arrive at their leisure, no need to play calendar Tetris.
Exactly. It offers a level of flexibility that's hard to beat. But,
and this is a big but, you lose that personal touch, that opportunity to connect with your guests face-to-face. Give them a warm welcome, answer any questions they might have on the spot.
Precisely. There's something to be said for that human element, that sense of connection you build when you greet someone in person.
Plus, let's not forget that technology, while wonderful in theory, can sometimes be, well, let's just say less than reliable. Wi-Fi goes down, apps crash, batteries die.
And suddenly, your guest is stranded outside with a string of numbers they swear is the right code.
It's the stuff of Airbnb nightmares. So how do you strike that balance? How do you harness the convenience of technology without sacrificing that personal touch or leaving your guests stranded in a tech-induced panic?
I'm a big believer in a hybrid approach. You offer the best of both worlds, the convenience of a smart lock with a code, for example, but you also leave a traditional key, you know, the metal kind, tucked away in a lockbox just in case.
Like a safety net for everyone involved.
Exactly. That way, even if the tech decides to take a vacation, your guests have a backup plan, and you can rest easy knowing they won't be spending the night on the doorstep.
And speaking of options, it seems like self-check-in is everywhere these days. Okay. Is it truly the win-win scenario it's often touted to be?
It certainly has the potential to be. For guests, it's all about freedom and flexibility, arriving and departing on their own schedule without having to coordinate or worry about holding anyone up.
And for hosts, it streamlines the entire process, freeing up time and mental bandwidth. No more waiting around for guests to arrive or rearranging your day to accommodate a late check-in.
And it's not just about where you leave the key, but what form that key takes. We're talking digital keys, access through apps, smart locks with temporary codes that expire after a certain time, even biometric options in some cases.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie. But with so many high-tech options on the table, how do you know which one is right for your property and your guests?
That's where understanding the pros and cons of each system comes in. Take traditional keys, for example. They're familiar, straightforward.
No need to download an app or remember a complicated code.
Exactly. But they can also be easily lost or duplicated, which creates a whole different set of headaches. Digital keys, on the other hand, offer that sought-after convenience and flexibility.
But they do require a certain level of tech savviness from your guests.
Right. And then you have those sleek and sophisticated smart locks. Temporary codes, keyless entry, they seem like the ultimate solution.
But I imagine there's a learning curve for both hosts and guests, not to mention the possibility of those dreaded technical glitches.
Exactly. And amidst all this talk of technology and innovation, we can't forget about the importance of good old-fashioned rules and regulations.
Ah, yes, those pesky local ordinances. I've heard tales of cities with very specific regulations about what you can and cannot do with your property, even when it comes to something as seemingly simple as key exchange.
Exactly. Paris, for example, has very specific rules about what you can and cannot attach to the exterior of buildings, which can make installing a traditional lockbox a bit tricky.
The city of love and strict building codes. So how do Parisian hosts navigate this particular challenge? Do they resort to carrier pigeons and secret handshakes?
Well, they've certainly had to get creative. There are some ingenious solutions out there, like the Nuki system, which is essentially a digital add-on for your existing lock.
So no need to mess with the facade of those beautiful Parisian buildings.
Exactly. It's a perfect example of adapting to local challenges while still embracing the convenience of technology.
It's amazing how even with something as essential as a lock, there's room for such clever innovation. But even with the slickest key handoff system, things can still go wrong, right? Mm-hmm. What happens when, despite your best efforts to choose the perfect system and dot all your I's, a guest finds themselves locked out or facing some unforeseen check-in hiccup?
Well, that's where having a solid plan B in place becomes absolutely crucial. Whether it's a trusted neighbor with a spare key or a reliable third-party key exchange service, having that safety net can make all the difference.
Those key exchange services sound like a lifesaver, especially for hosts in busy areas or dealing with those late-night arrivals. How do they generally work?
They're kind of like having a reliable friend who always holds on to your spare set of keys. Guests receive a code, pick up the key from a secure location, and everyone's happy.
It's like the Airbnb equivalent of a secret drop point. Simple, yet effective. But beyond the technology and logistics of it all, it strikes me that communication plays a huge role in a smooth check-in experience, right?
Absolutely. You can have the most high-tech entry system in the world, but if your guests are left in the dark about how to use it, they're going to feel frustrated and confused.
Exactly. It's not just about providing access. It's about guiding your guests every step of the way. Mm-hmm. So what are some key elements of good communication when it comes to Airbnb check-in?
Well, it all starts with those pre-arrival instructions, sending them out at least 24 hours before your guest is due to arrive so they have ample time to digest everything. Think of it as providing them with a virtual roadmap, guiding them from the moment they step off the plane or out of their taxi to the moment they're unlocking the door to your property.
I love that idea of a roadmap. It's all about anticipating those questions and concerns before they even have a chance to arise.
Precisely. And it doesn't have to be just a wall of text either. Don't hesitate to use visuals, photos, videos, even a simple hand-drawn map if that helps get the information across more clearly.
Especially for guests who might be tired or jet-lagged after a long journey. A picture really can be worth a thousand words in those situations.
Absolutely. And of course, let's not forget about those essential pieces of information. The exact address of the property, any quirks about finding the entrance, those all important check-in and check-out times.
It's easy to assume guests have that information at hand, but providing it up front can save everyone a lot of headache later on.
Right.
But let's face it, even with the most meticulous planning, sometimes things just go sideways. Keys go missing, codes get forgotten, technology decides to take an unexpected nap. It's bound to happen at some point in the wonderful world of Airbnb hosting.
That's why having those troubleshooting strategies in our back pocket is so crucial. It's all about anticipating those oh-no moments and having a plan for dealing with them in a way that's both calm and effective.
So let's talk damage control for a moment. Say a guest messages you in a panic because they're standing outside the property, convinced they've been given the wrong code, and they can't get in. What's the first step in that kind of situation?
The first thing is to take a deep breath. I know it's easier said than done when you've got a potentially frustrated guest on the other end of the line.
It's easy to let that panic set in, especially if you're juggling multiple bookings or dealing with other things.
Absolutely. But approaching the situation with empathy and a cool head can make a world of difference. Instead of jumping to conclusions, start by gathering information. Ask the guest to describe the problem in as much detail as possible. Have them double-check they're at the right property and that they're entering the code correctly.
You'd be surprised how often it's something that simple.
Right. Sometimes just talking through the steps can help the guest spot their own mistake. We've all been there, right? Staring blankly at something obvious because we're tired or distracted.
It's like that classic tech support question. Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Exactly. But let's say it's not a simple user error. The lockbox is genuinely jammed, the smart lock is malfunctioning, or the key has mysteriously vanished into thin air. That's when those backup plans we talked about earlier really come into play.
It's all about having that safety net, that plan B, that lets you address the situation swiftly and efficiently. Whether it's that spare key, a trusted contact, or even the ability to remotely reset a smart lock, having those options at your disposal can be a lifesaver, both literally and figuratively.
Exactly. And even if the situation can't be resolved immediately, be prepared to go above and beyond for your guest.
So we're talking damage control mode.
Exactly. Can you offer them a comfortable place to wait while you troubleshoot the issue? Maybe a nearby cafe with Wi-Fi where they can relax and recharge? Or if it's a more extreme situation, perhaps even a hotel room for the night.
Those are some great tips for navigating those unexpected check-in hiccups. It sounds like a combination of clear thinking, good communication, and a well-stocked toolkit of solutions can really save the day. Well, as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of effortless Airbnb check-in, any final words of wisdom for our listeners who are striving to create that seamless and welcoming arrival experience for their guests?
Don't sweat the small stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, remember that every interaction, even those that don't go exactly according to plan, is an opportunity to demonstrate your commitment to hospitality.
It's those moments when things go wrong that often define a host's true character.
Exactly. So embrace the unexpected, learn from those hiccups, and never stop looking for ways to refine and improve your check-in. Thanks for tuning in. If we forgot to cover anything, leave a comment below.
Until next time, happy hosting.